You are listening to Free Radio Olympia. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with this radio station always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolt. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Despite President Obama's promise that the U.S. will be the leader in bringing us a nuclear-free world, the Pentagon is building a new generation of smaller, smarter nuclear weapons. The final edition posed Department of Defense spokesperson Candy Kane, a new face around the Pentagon's corridors of power, a few questions. So, Candice.
That's Candy, dude.
Oh, sorry. So, what exactly is the big idea behind this move?
Right, okay. Reducing our nuclear stockpile, right? We're like surfing the cultural wave. Everything's smaller and smarter now. Phones, chips, mani-pedi ladies, you name it. So, why not nukes?
But how is adding to our nuclear arsenal reducing it?
Because they're teeny tiny nukes, silly. A Cold War-era warhead plus delivery system weighed like freaking tons? These babies are a fraction of that. Small, sleek, cool design, wouldn't look out of place on your kitchen counter. Some are small enough to go in my handbag.
I still don't understand how that's a reduction in nuclear weapons.
Listen, if I'm the size of a bus and I lose like a freaking ton of weight, right? Like 100 to 120 pounds, I go down umpteen dress sizes, right? That's called reducing. I have reduced, okay? That is reduction.
But it's still adding to the total number of nuclear weapons the U.S. has.
That's where the smart part comes in. These little beauties have humongous brains. They know exactly where to hit and who. So they only incinerate exactly the right amount of bad guys, instantly burning all the flesh off their bones, and they only reduce the immediate environment to a barren moonscape for centuries to come. That's like a huge improvement.
How is it a huge improvement?
Well, for one thing, there's no annoying village chiefs or family members to lodge complaints. Another huge improvement.
Yes, I guess complaints are really annoying.
Look, in the bad old days of the Cold War, the estimated body counts from a single nuclear exchange were in the millions. Okay, totally uncool. We're reducing those to 5-6 figures tops.
Surely this is just going to trigger another nuclear arms race.
What's an arms race?
Oh, it's a Cold War expression. It means
like
that...
I'm from the post-Cold War generation, okay? I don't get any of these old terms like arms race, throw weight, megatonnage. They're so over. My generation thinks small, smart, cool, and so does our new Pentagon.
Well, I'd say we're looking down the barrel of a new Cold War.
Uh-uh. This one'll be a cool war.
All right. Good day and welcome to the Thunderbolt for November 11th, 2022. I am not only playing a show from the archives this week, but we're going all the way back to 2013 to re-air one of my very earliest shows. At the time I began producing this program, I had never done anything even remotely resembling producing any radio show, much less one as unconventional as the Thunderbolt. And so as far as all the technical details of producing a radio program that is listenable, I had to self-teach myself how to do all that on the fly. And regular listeners may well note the, shall we say, lack of professionalism in the production quality of the sound for some of these very early shows. That's actually okay, because that also provides both listeners and myself with an example of how far this show has come over the years in that area. Anyway, concerning this week's replay, this was originally a full 32-minute piece without any breaks. But since the time format has changed since those days, and since this piece is particularly unrelenting, thus making 32 non-stop minutes a bit much, then I've split it up into three parts, with part three airing after the mid-show station break. And finally, this week's show is called The Protocols of the Elders of Wall Street. And in addition to being 32 minutes long, this piece is almost all heavy metal, so prepare yourselves. Let's do this.
So does it seem to you as if many government policies seem intentionally designed to make problems much worse than they were originally? Think Iraq. Think war on drugs. Think government shutdown. Think having the president pardoning a frigging turkey. Especially a president who has pardoned fewer humans than any other president in recent history, even though there are hundreds of thousands of nonviolent people who pose no threat to anyone currently incarcerated.
Come on!
At great cost for no good reason. Now, many people write these things off as typical government incompetence and blindness. This is not the case. Quite the contrary, in fact. My take is that all of this is very intentional and that they are actually very good at what they do.
Flow. 'Cause all these punks got bullets in their heads.
Now understand, the war machine thrives on chaos and violent anarchy. Chaos and violent anarchy is, in fact, its home turf. When chaos and violent anarchy rule, then whoever has the most money, and thus the biggest guns, runs the show. The fact that both Iraq and Afghanistan have descended into violent chaos seems to be a disastrous outcome for everyone involved. Unless you happen to be a war profiteer. Because when you are a war profiteer, then the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan needs truly epic big bang. You can sit behind the scenes and decide winners and losers by deciding who gets the cash and the guns. And you extract your pound of flesh every time. Usually several pounds, in fact, if not their firstborn sons. When everyone is butchering each other, then everyone considers the banksters to be their friend, or at least someone whose ass you must begrudgingly kiss. In addition, when everyone else's resources and attention are constantly being poured into never-ending wars with each other, then no rival can gain enough power to credibly challenge the banksters. Thus, they go to very great lengths to keep all of us at each other's throats so that we will ignore the actual enemy that hides behind the media curtain. Where's Toto when you need him? I'm hearing it too, brother. I think I heard a shot. The maddening fact is that a large portion of all of the chaos and violent anarchy that is currently happening all over the world, I think I heard a shot, is directly due to American foreign policy, and it is done very intentionally. I second that motion. So now, as a public service, this week the Thunderbolt will reveal for all to see the great frigging lie that the machine has always used to justify their militarism. Yes, kids, I am going to reveal the great frigging lie.
How long? Not long. Because what you reap is what you sow.
Yeah, so this is the great frigging lie. Humans are, by nature, violent, murderous, and greedy, and we must always arm ourselves to the teeth in order to protect ourselves from all of these very bad people that wish us ill. At the risk of sounding childish, I know you are, but what am I? And you know what? That's not all, kids. This week, the Thunderbolt is also proud to announce that as a special one-time bonus additional public service, provided at no extra cost to all Thunderbolt listeners, This week, the Thunderbolt will also expose the vital component of their great frigging lie.
At the risk of sounding childish, liar, liar, pants on fire. Are you ready? Okay, here is the great truth, which belies their great lie. We are not the problem around here, kids. Consider, of all the people that you have ever met in your entire life, if left to their own devices, how many of those people do you think would be willing to mass murder other people's families in order to steal all of their stuff? Even if they thought that they could get away with it.
Solo. I'm a soloist on a soloist. All my effort on a floppy disk. Inca, Inca, bottle of ink. Some rebellion, drawn up by the thoughts I think.
If your anecdotal universe has been anything like mine,
yeah,
that would be virtually no one. And I've spent most of my life on the roads and streets of North America.
Come on!
And I spent 6 years in a federal prison. And I sometimes associated with some folks who were somewhat lacking in gentility, if not sanity.
Set up like the deck of cards. They're sending us to early grace for all the diamonds. They'll use a pair of clubs to beat the spades. With poetry, I paint the pictures that hit. More like the murals that fit. Don't turn away, get in front of it. Brother, did you forget your name? Did you lose it on the wall playing tic-tac-toe? Yo, check the diagonal. Three brothers gone, come on. Doesn't it make it three in a row?
Anger is a gift.
Come on!
Still, I am convinced that the vast majority of humanity would absolutely refuse to have anything to do with it. I am also convinced that if everyone had the opportunity to experience healthy, happy childhoods with rounded educations, then virtually no one would ever have anything to do with it. And that is why the machine must always constantly
swap back,
lie through its teeth. That is why they consciously and intentionally instill chaos and violent anarchy. They do this so they can scare everyone into thinking that they must go slaughter other people in order to protect their family.
Yeah!
From some mythical stereotype that their media machine has either largely manufactured or created from thin air.
Did you forget your name? Did you lose it on the wall playing tic-tac-toe? Yo, check the diagonal. 3 million gone, come on. Cause you know they're counting backwards to zero. Environment. The environment exceeding on the level of our unconsciousness. For example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Yes, kids, with chaos and violent anarchy rule, it is fairly easy to convince people of whatever. Human nature is not the problem here. Muslims are not the problem. Drug addicts are not the problem. No, the banksters are the problem. They are the reason that our world is burning. From the safety of their modern equivalent of castles, the international banksters are like remote control conductors orchestrating an epic symphony of mass death, torture, and destruction. Their native tongue is violence. Their weapon is money. They force us to fight on their turf. On their turf, they know the rules because they write the rules. And on their turf, they are free to change and break the rules at their whim. On their turf, they control the narrative.
Freedom.
We need to take control of that narrative.
Yeah.
We need to control the language.
Freedom.
We need to control the weapons.
Yeah.
We need to make the rules.
Freedom.
We need to move this battlefield onto our turf. We're trying to communicate here. Are we getting through? Please. Our civilization depends on it. Oh, crap. Now, in the spirit of knowing thine enemy, the Thunderbolt is now going to do a feature I'm going to call Know Thine Enemy. For over 200 years now, various shifting but interwoven cabals of uber-wealthy monsters have made their bread and butter, and a little more in addition, by starting wars and then loaning money and interest to both sides to fight each other. They not only made the truly epic Big Bang doing this, but they also controlled the outcome by increasing or decreasing the money flow to one side or the other.
Indeed, it may seem that we have strange ways, but we do it with compassion and don't believe in AIDS. Drive around the world, getting naked on the stage, but the people out of the everyday cave. What we like to say, we'll make a sad man happy.
However, that is not all. Not by a long shot.
Through the wildest sound, our road is even close. Talking about my play, fucking up feet, boom!
After encouraging and sponsoring this or that war, and after loaning both sides the money to fight their war, they almost immediately take almost all of that money right back at even further substantial profit by selling both sides all of the guns and the bombs they need to mass slaughter each other. Not to mention building all the showers in Afghanistan that electrocuted a bunch of our own soldiers to death. Yes, kids, when revolutions and civil wars flare, you can find the banksters laughing all the way to the bank.
Our emotion to emotion is more than evident to the minds that are open as you we represent.
The bank that they own.
The time that you have spent. One day the good time boys might just be present.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember man, hey, remember my face. I feel you know the shadow. If he's don't go away.
Now you may not know the exact reason why a bank commanded pension from the mountains in the sky. More than money can buy. Stop and take a listen to the monster's chime.
And now that our government is a wholly owned subsidiary of Wall Street, that merry little band of sociopaths is treating our country like a stolen car in a chop shop.
Hey.
Yes, they are stripping the United States and parting it out. They literally dismantle factories and then reassemble them in some third world country where they can employ slaves who can be killed if they stand up for their rights. And thus they don't tend to be too insistent upon a living wage. And as the machine's lackeys in government insist that there is no money for schools or for food stamp recipients, keep in mind that actually there is more money now than there ever has been before.
I'll tell you in a minute about the many wars. I'll tell you about a band called Fire Hose.
The Mongols who down the nature of a pyramid. We play it out loud for anyone to hear.
Building up a brain with the supernatural powers.
Yes, kids, that old printing press down to the Federal Reserve has been cranking out those trillion-dollar bills.
All the wealth.
Like they are going out of style. Let me tell you. What do they know that we don't know? It's just that all that money is being diverted into secret Cayman Island bank accounts rather than being invested in building a society that is worth living in. When soldiers march off to war these days, rather than risking their lives for the country, they are actually risking their lives to make the world safe for the executives at Goldman Sachs. They just don't know it.
And now it's time for a quick station break. The protocols of the Elders of Wall Street will return in just a moment. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
And that actually leads me to one of the components of this situation that provides me with hope. For I am convinced that if even a hazy outline of the way things are actually done were to be revealed to the public at large, I really think that our revolution would almost instantly manifest. I believe that even Joe Sixpack would be so disgusted and ashamed that the rabble would be roused and thus the practices would cease. For the vast majority of actual humans, human nature is to equitably work out problems with each other. Human nature is to be curious about other people. Human nature is to care about the welfare of other people. There are exceptions, but they are the exceptions. And once identified, they can be humanely neutralized in some manner. We cannot simply make war crimes illegal. We must make war crimes unacceptable. And in order to make them unacceptable, people need to know that they are happening. And even more importantly, they need to know why they are happening. And trying to educate all of these good people as to what is really going on is why I do nearly everything that I do. But alas, we have fallen through the discount looking glass, kids. We allow war criminals to run our world. Indeed, we honor them. We invest them with prestige and an income that is literally insane. Rather than removing them from society so that they can do no more harm, we instead put them in Congress and in the White House and in the boardrooms of the most prestigious Wall Street firms. We listen to them as if they were some kind of Zen master as they spend their lives on the media machine. Well, kids, I am most happy to announce that we have the antidote to the virus of their lies. Because, you see, we have the truth on our side. So I am convinced that if even a significant minority of people were educated as to what is actually going on, they would rise up in outrage, and the rule of the racist, sexist, misogynistic, homophobic, white male slave master would end, and we could then move on to the next step in our evolution and build the world of peace and prosperity that is standing right in front of us right now, just waiting our embrace. We already have the technology and the know-how to transform the earth into a paradise with plenty of everything for everyone. We already have the technology and the know-how to create a world where everyone has the opportunity to experience a healthy, happy childhood with a rounded education, and we don't need to trash the frigging planet in order to do it. The only reason we are not is because a very small handful of people won't let us, because they have this psychological derangement wherein they need to control and manipulate everything and everyone. And if everyone is generating their own electricity with their own solar panels, and if everyone is brewing their own biodiesel out of their own compost in their own backyards, and if everyone is buying eggs from their neighbor, then the banksters cannot control and manipulate everything and everyone. So I'm not sure, but I suspect that there is a treatment available for this derangement. Perhaps you can get it covered under Obamacare. When Ronald Reagan took office in 1981, the United States was the world's leading lender. When he left office 8 years later, the United States was the world's leading debtor. When Reagan took over, we were the world's leading importer of raw materials and the world's leading exporter of manufactured goods. Now, we are the world's leading exporter of raw materials and the world's leading importer of manufactured goods. But never fear, kids. There is one area where the good old USA is still number one. There is still one industry where we so completely dominate that no one else is even in the same league.
It's gathered in the masses. Just like witches and black masses. Evil minds in plot destruction. Sorcerers of disconstruction. In the fumes the body's burning. War machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning the brainwashed mind.
Yes, kids. There's still one area where we still totally kick ass. We can hold our heads up with pride and look any competitor squarely in the eye. And my chest swells with pride when I consider the fact that my country is by far the world's leading manufacturer and exporter of guns. Yippee! And that's not all. I'm talking frigging big guns. I'm talking frigging cannons and bazookas! We are also the world's leading manufacturer and exporter of missiles! Fighter jets! Tanks! Napalm! Yeah, kids, just name a WMD. We can hook you up, dude. Reagan's people wouldn't even accept payment in drugs. Everybody gonna die. that's still not all. No siree, Bob. We are also the world's leading manufacturer and exporter of chemical weapons. We were the ones who hooked up old Saddam Hussein when he chem-nuked all those Kurds. And then we were the ones that freaking executed him for doing it. Yes, let me tell you, kids, all those bitty-sy little beavers down to Raytheon and GE and Dow and Boeing are making truly epic Big Bang, saturating the planet with weapons of mass destruction. Just what we needed. Yay! Now take the fact that they are plastering the planet with thoroughly deadly hardware, and combine that with the fact that they are placing a good portion of that hardware into the hands of a wide variety of violent psychopaths, and combine all of that with the fact that American foreign policy is currently the leading cause of preventable death in the world, and you have a recipe for chaos and violent anarchy.
Darkness will stop turning.
Which means that it's time to make the truly epic
She's
Big Bang.
Burning.
Yippee!
No more warpings have the power. End of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. Knees the raw pigs crawling, begging mercies for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah! Coming to take your land.
And now I will reveal the protocols of the elders of Wall Street. Yes, kids, the fine art of profiting from both sides in military conflicts was perfected by the Rothschild family back in the late 18th century. Thus, many anti-Semites claim this to be a Jewish conspiracy. Even though the fact that the Rothschild family happens to be Jewish is about as relevant as the fact that Barack Obama is a Methodist or an Episcopalian or whatever the hell he is. I don't really give a flying fig, as I have no interest in which religious superstition someone ascribes to. When it comes to public policy makers, I care about what they do and whether they have integrity and character. As for the Christians and the Jews, some members of both sects have it, and some members of both sects do not have it. Another factor in the Jewish people's relation to banking came about due to the fact that during the Middle Ages, usury was considered to be the activity of lowlifes, scumbags, and charlatans. See, bankers were like that even back then. Some things never change. However, there is one difference. Unlike now, back then, people evidently recognized them for what they were. You see, those poor benighted backwards people did not have Fox News to enlighten them. And not only that, many religious institutions, including at that time both Islam and Christianity, considered loaning money at interest to be a downright blasphemous thing to do, and they forbade their followers from practicing that fine art. And remember that Jesus' one exception to his turn the other cheek rule, and his one documented act of violent activism, was when he threw over the tables of the money changers in the temple. Ha! So Jesus was a practitioner of a diversity of tactics. Who knew? However, In spite of Jesus' example, the Christians have since lightened up on their prescriptions against banking. It is still prohibited under Islamic law, but as is usually the case with rich people and inconvenient laws, they have ways of getting around it. So anyway, back in those days, the Jews were relegated to the task of banking because no one else wanted to dirty their hands with such a sordid business. However, while the war for fun and profit industry was indeed pioneered by the Rothschilds, and while their descendants are still players, the field has long since become dominated by WASPs. Yet the Jews still get a lot of outrageously unjust flack for this state of affairs. Adolf Hitler, for one, was pretty upset about Jewish role, both real and perceived, in financing and manipulating governments.
Vinnie Appice! Hey!
So tell us, Adolf, should we blame all Germans for what you did, like you blamed all Jews for what the Rothschilds did? And so, let's end this week's news and commentary section on that note. Which means, it's time to get to work now, kids. Yippee!
All right. We're going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music, and I've been heavy metaling you all the way through, so let's continue with Yngwie Malmsteen. Enjoy! Yes. That was Yingwei, Yingwie, Malmsteen. That tune was called How Many Miles to Babylon. And before that, we had Little Savage. Some very hot stuff. So that's it for this week. Hope to see you next week. Some of you get 6 more minutes, but otherwise, we're out of here. Please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.